I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sincere thanks to the Girl Scouts for dropping off Girl Scout cookies this morning. Of course, Wiggy mentioned to me during the break that the now referred to as Caramel Delights are his go-to. And I would normally agree. However, it looks like they've introduced a new one, which is called Adventurefuls Indulgent Brownie-Inspired Cookies with a caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt.
Oh, let me see what they look like.
What they look like cookies. What do you mean? What do they look like?
No,
they look like cookies.
Look good.
Yeah. All right.
So, I'm more of a Thin Mint gal.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody who likes
Thin
Mints.
Try one of those Adventurelands.
Thin Mints are gross.
No, Thin Mints are delicious. They're refreshing.
Try one of those or 12?
My wife has them in the freezer year round.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to the Girl Scouts for dropping those off this morning.
Much like a cookie.
Okay.
Well, Greg, on the Greg Hill Show WEEI Instagram account, of which Ken and I are just dominating, I posted a beautiful shot of you.
Oh, thank you.
With the caption, "There goes Keto." You're holding three boxes. Stiz is behind you running up to your car with four more to put in your trunk.
Not a keto guy. I mean, that may surprise you, but
You strike me as an emotional eater.
I'm a moderation person, Curtis. Everything in moderation, and that includes the warm seafood tower in moderation.
Why are you having three Manhattans with lunch?
Those are pretty good, but they're not better than Caramel Delights.
They're not better than Caramel Delights.
No, but you those are good.
Courtney brought up. Or Curtis brought up freezing them. You have to freeze the Caramel Delights.
Really?
That's a tip, yeah. You have to freeze. If you freeze those Caramel Delights, you don't need to accomplish anything else in your life ever again.
But doesn't it make it harder for you to bite through it?
They're perfect. That's the way to do it.
I'm going
to
try that one time.
That's how you kill it. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
So, Greg, real quick about the table tennis. I've always supported your foundation. I help out whenever I can. I've never participated in any of the events.
Yes.
But I had a quick funny story. When I was 16, I actually won the Mass AAU championship. I kind of hold the racket in like an unconventional manner. I grip it with my entire hand. Some of us have large hands, but
wait a minute.
Anyway,
you hold it. I don't believe it's called a. You're suspect because I don't believe it's called a racket. Isn't it called a paddle?
It's called a racket.
Okay,
that's what we call it.
But you hold
regardless.
It,
I used to.
But you hold it with your whole hand around.
Yeah, I sent a picture to you. I sent a picture to you to your foundation. You can like check it out. It's unconventional, but it works.
Okay.
Regardless, I used to work at this Trader Joe's warehouse in Woburn, Spaswood, like that, and it was like an after high school job. So there was this one company that had these variety of cleaning products. It was one of them was like glass cleaner, and it was almost like Windex, but a different like manufacturer. Anyway, as the bottle like went down and receded, you could read the back of the label. And it was like the owner of the company had basically put out a challenge to anyone. He gave like a quick synopsis about how he was unbeatable at ping pong, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he gave like a $200 challenge to anyone that would beat him. So I was like 17 years old. I called the number. He lived in New York, but he had an office in the seaport. So we set up a time. It was around Christmas 1999. So
I'm having a stroke.
Sorry. So I probably shouldn't have went and met the guy. I probably shouldn't have went and met the guy under the circumstances. When I got there, I was a little nervous. It was him and another gentleman. They had a really nice penthouse. They had a two tables. They had like a bar. The guy's like offering me drinks and stuff. Anyway, I beat the guy 24-22, and he did pay up. And then his friend kicked my butt the following match. So it's all about matchups. But
I don't know. It was real.
It's
an odd scenario, I guess, to be invited. But the guy was obviously... He was a hard-o ping-pong player.
Well,
he was the best I had ever played. He was better than any of the competition in AAU, that's for sure.
So are you a thumb guy?
Glad we got to the bottom of that one. Here's 5 minutes we'll never get back. Jesus Mary.
When you hold the paddle, are you a thumb guy, a two-fingered guy, or a four-fingered guy?
Can we please get away from this?
Or are you like somebody that likes to use the index finger
on the front of the paddle?
My
hands are small, so I have to go two hands. I have to hold the paddle with two hands. But I think, what's your thumb guy?
I am a thumb guy with a two finger. Sometimes I go thumb.
Two fingers up on the back of the thing?
Two fingers at the front of the paddle. Mm-hmm. You know, that sometimes the
like
thumb
this?
Is at the back of the paddle. No,
yeah.
If the paddle is in your hand.
Yeah.
So say this is the paddle.
Yeah.
Two fingers in the front.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I feel like I just grip it.
But you don't see.
So just like the parents in Michigan should be held responsible for their son's violence, any accidents that occurred during Kevin's call, send the bill to Greg Hill at WEEI.
See, Courtney, you know.
Rip it. Pressure-wise, how much pressure?
I probably put too much pressure on it.
That's
why I'm not good. I'm not good at.
But see, just by the way she did that, you could tell she's not a ping pong player. Because the majority of the time you hit the ping pong ball, it's with the back of the paddle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
no,
like
that's
tennis.
Not for me.
Yeah, see, it's not like tennis.
All right. Well, anyway, first ever Greg Hill Foundation ping pong tournament happening at Spin, which is a new place in Fort Point in Boston, Saturday, January 8th, noon to 4, $1,500 in cash prizes.
Food?
Teams of food, DJ. The place is cool.
Yeah.
Spin is it's like a national concept. I think Susan Sarandon or some celebrity has something to do with it. Anyway, but they have tons of tables.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a DJ.
Yep.
Saturday. I mean, what else is going on a Saturday afternoon in January?
Probably
like
playoff football.
Not on that weekend.
That's the Saturday before the last Miami game.
Right.
This place is cool.
And so it's team. So you're doing team ping pong?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's basically it's a format that they it's a really cool tournament format. You and a partner.
Yep.
Like you and Mrs. Wiggins,
mm-hmm.
and you whoever starts, you go. I think it's you go three shots. As long as you don't miss three shots in a row, you stay in. If you miss three shots in a row, your partner comes in and then finishes the. It's a really cool format.
Okay.
So. It's not what one would call a round robin, but I will see you there. And Courtney's coming. Courtney, you're there, right?
I'm in.
All right. Sunday, January 8th, and you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org/events if you'd like to join us. Hello, Jared.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up, Jared?
For somebody with such a healthy appetite in all things food,
yes,
you're an absolute psycho for not liking Thin Mints.
No. Oh, thank you, Jared. No. Thank you.
Not good.
Work with you, Greg. I'm with you.
Are you with me, Wiggy?
Thin Mints is the worst.
What?
No, they stink.
Worst.
Come on. Well, listen, for those who like Thin Mints, there is a sneaky, insane product that my lady friend found at Costco. It's chocolate Thin Mint covered pretzels in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. Unreal.
That does sound
good.
Get
in it.
I go for the chocolate covered coconut from Costco, little candy bar treats.
Hmm.
But the Thin Mints, yeah.
Hello, Justin.
Cycles.
Good morning. Wow, this conversation's getting good. We got Thin Mints and table tennis. Listen, I hope you had a good time in Portsmouth last weekend in my hometown.
We did.
And I did get a chance to stop in. Said hi to Ken and Curtis. I didn't get a chance to say hi to you, Greg, but I do want to compliment you for all the charity work you do.
Oh, thank you.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
As far as last night goes, I think the game plan that Belichick put together was absolutely flawless. Look, if they're going to go deep into the playoffs, Mac Jones is going to have to hand the ball off. They're going to have to establish a running game. I don't think there was any need to pass the ball last night. I had friends going crazy. When are they going to throw the ball? When are they going to throw the ball? He played that game perfectly, both from a coaching standpoint and an execution standpoint. It was a lot closer than it needed to be. A fumble by Harry and a bad personal foul call, those two things don't happen. It's 14-0.
I mean, I don't know. When you look at Bill Belichick game planning that with Josh McDaniels, that's his brilliance.
Yeah, and Bill,
and honestly, like, is that, would you say that is the kind of football game that Bill Belichick most wants to win?
Yes. That's why I said he's
is gonna... this team as currently composed, is this Bill's ultimate kind of football team?
This is what Bill's team is. This is when you think of Bill Belichick, if he could draw up the perfect, you know, football team and how you win football games, this is it. Because one thing he said when we talked to him, when we asked him about Josh McDaniels and the game plan, I don't remember if it was you or Courtney who asked him, and he said he did a terrific job. But then he also even changed up some things because there were some challenges that Buffalo tried to present to them, and he was able to make the in-game adjustments. This is perfect what Bill loves. He has the perfect team when he looks at how it should be structured. And that's why I think...
Meaning defense.
Defense.
Run the football.
Run the football.
Game manager, quarterback.
Game manager, quarterback. When you need him to make the throws, we will call upon him. If we don't need to call upon him,
what, Curtis?
We don't need to call upon him.
What are you mumbling about over there?
I think he loved winning all the Super Bowls when they were throwing the ball down the field. I don't know what we're talking about.
Nobody's saying anything at all about this discussion. Does not involve Tom Brady.
I didn't say Tom Brady.
Stop.
And if you look at, and I don't know, I'm not the Tom Brady expert, but if you look at the majority of just Super Bowl games that Tom Brady has played in and won, I think that especially here in New England, you could probably say a handful of those games were won by, you know, the defense and what they did first, and then Brady making those throws.
He was like the MVP in 4-6.
Well, the Rams games. Well, he was the MVP in the 0-1 Super
Bowl. And the other two were receivers, meaning they were catching passes.
No, the 0-1 Super Bowl, he was the MVP.
Right.
But it was a defense had...
Deion Branch was the MVP in
a
Super
defense
Bowl 30.
Had a pick six. Ty Law had one.
Right.
And then I think we had a scoop and score, but it got called back. Not taking anything away from Tom Brady. But when you look at what these championships were, it wasn't him throwing for 400 yards and four touchdowns. I mean, I can't help
it. Why does it pain you so much to
acknowledge?
I've
hit my look at limit of the day. I've heard it 502 times.
But it's facts, man.
What is wrong with suggesting that when it comes to defense first, run second, throw the ball when you absolutely need to throw the ball, that Bill might be giddy because this is his ideal kind of football team?
I think he's giddy because this team has responded to all the challenges that have come its way and won and overcome whatever it was. They have a great team of people that are leaders like Judon on defense. Nothing is too big for these guys, no matter how windy, no matter what the occasion is. They have been ready to perform, and he sees that as the most important trait for a championship caliber roster.
I don't know. Old school football team. The guy loves it. Get the heavies in there. We need a first down. Bring the heavies in. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Take your adventures farther than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness starting at $32,820. Find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Mac Jones, 2:30 this afternoon on Merlone and Fourier. Lawrence Guy coming up on Gresham Keefe. 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, Greg, and Larry Bird's 65th birthday today. 65 years young. Larry Joe. Obviously, the Patriots, a huge win, 14-10. In Orchard Park, they are now 9-4, bye week, number one seed. The Bills are a mess. They're right now the 7th seed. They have Tom Brady and the Bucks this week, and no surprise, their commentators on WGR on the call whining about a no call. This is on the Adrian Phillips end zone pass breakup.
I'm not holding him. I mean, I'm not sure how you don't call that. And the fans in the stadium are letting the referees have it. I mean, I guess you're letting them play here tonight, but holy smokes, I do not see how
You do not call that.
Phillips several times had a hold of Dawson Knox, and he could not get
loose. What are you looking at there? What are you looking at if you're the referees in that situation?
it's a tough morning in Buffalo.
By the way, Adrian Phillips, the breakup on Dawson Knox may have been the play of the game. Awesome, awesome coverage. Josh Allen, third and long, runs out of the pocket, hits it right on Dawson Knox, and Adrian Phillips from nowhere.
Yeah,
took it
came
out.
Back after he had missed a tackle prior to that, a couple
right.
of plays prior, and came back. And I mean, I mean, unbelievable effort last night all around.
Yeah,
all around.
Not from Mac. Judon is taking shots at the quarterbacks afterwards.
You know, just hats off to the offense, really. Everybody, probably besides Mac, he really didn't do nothing besides hand the ball off.
Wiggy, you should be taking a victory lap this morning, God.
Listen.
Well, I should be after my 15-10 prediction.
No, there's no victory lap. It's just this is what this team is, how they're built. I've been saying it from day one.
And real quick, Ryan Clark is now comparing Belichick to God on SportsCenter. He said this after the game.
Bill Belichick is the GOAT. Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. That he understands how to build football teams in his likeness and image. You know, the only other person they talked about building things in his likeness and image,
yeah,
it was in the Bible, and it was God.
Wow.
I love it.
Going heavy.
Jesus. Call.
That's pretty.
I love it.
Oh, God. Celtics at the Lakers tonight, 10 p.m., and Phil Dracovic's coming back. And that's what's trending now on your Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. Gresh and Keith coming up at 10, and your chance to continue to talk about that win last night. And, of course, Mac Jones with Christian and Lou this afternoon at 2:30.
And I don't know if you saw, but there's some NFT news trending on Twitter.
Oh, there
right
is?
Now. Yeah. DraftKings and NFLPA, they announced plans to launch gamified NFT collections debuting on DraftKings Marketplace during the 2022-23 season.
I'm in on it. I am in. Wiggy, I told you, don't miss the NFT game before it's too late.
Nah, the Metaverse.
Right. This is Bill from Maine. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I know you guys ending the show.
Yes.
So this game plan was absolutely brilliant. And I say this because if you wondered, like, if Bill Belichick maybe was kind of falling off a little bit or whatever, he didn't game plan just for the weather. He game planned for two games because we played Buffalo again, what, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And what did he do? He showed them nothing. All we did was run. He didn't open the playbook. Buffalo opened their playbook a lot wider than New England did. And if you think, like, and you guys know this, he has so many more plays that are available that he's going to tweak and everything. The next time they play Buffalo, if the weather permits and everything like that, he knows now he can beat them with a run. But now he knows that they don't have any game film on them at all.
Well,
that they're going to be able to look back at.
Yeah.
And we've got a hell of a lot more game film on Buffalo.
Well, I don't know if you heard him earlier, but and I was surprised that he did. But he basically said as much when Courtney asked him and said that the coaching staff was laughing about it after the game last night. But you're right. You know, depending on weather, that game here, they got a lot of stuff that they can use.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. We can use our whole passing game. All the pass plays that we have, they haven't seen, so we can use all of them next time we play them. That game plan has already been made. I think
the only question that I do have, I can't remember if you brought it up or who brought it up, is I guess it came up with Ty Law. Is the bye at the wrong time now for this team?
No, because I think it's like for me, I think it's the perfect time. Because you can get guys healthy that need to be healthy, right? Some guys might be banged up a little bit. It gives you 2 weeks to prepare for a very good football team in the Indianapolis Colts, right? You have to go there and play. And you're now able to break it down and go, listen, here's how we can break the season down. Because you've been on a, what, seven-game winning streak or whatever it's like, seven, eight, whatever, however many games winning streak. Now you can eliminate yourself from that and go, okay, we need to now focus on a four-game season.
Does the decision, Greg, to put N'Keal Harry back to return the punt negate the game plan as one of the greats of all time? Like in history, when we look back at 46 runs out of 49 plays, it's hard to say he threw a perfect game when he put Harry back there.
I have a better question. What was a bigger mistake, putting N'Keal Harry back to field that punt or taking the ping pong call on the day after the biggest Patriots win in 2 years?
Oh, that was a pretty good ping pong call.
Yeah, Curtis didn't like it.
It was awful.
Told a story about how he went to a penthouse.
I called my sponsor twice in the one call.
Ken, I agree with you, though. I that one to me was like, I was like, what the hell is N'Keal Harry doing back there on punts? This is mind-blowing to me.
When it comes to the
bye, didn't start well for Curtis, and it's not ending well.
I know. What's it? What happened to him today?
Oh, we get on-air Ken right now. Okay. Yeah. He disagrees with me.
I was trying to placate you. God, you're on off the rails today.
Do we have any update on Kyle Duggar? Like, he'll be good, right?
I think I think he likes ping pong too, Kyle Duggar. I'm not sure. Maybe he has a story about
going
it.
On?
We can get him here. But no, Ken, you are 100% right when you look at and you go back and go, what the heck? Because he was also on kickoff returns, which made no sense to me. And then, Courtney, when you asked him, and he was like, well, it was about
Ball handling.
I'm like, this guy never handles a ball. Mm. When does it's like you would think. And normally, you know, if we've seen back there who seems like failing punts before. We've seen Jacoby Myers back there. And I would think that he would be a better option than N'Keal.
Well, that has something to do with weather? I mean, is that the reason that he made that decision?
Is N'Keal Harry,
they made that decision? I mean, it's weird.
N'Keal Harry played at Arizona State, so he didn't see much bad weather. And isn't he from, like, Houston, Texas? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you normally would think, okay, like Gunner in this situation. Gunner went to, like, Bemidji State, which is in, like, Minnesota or something like that. So maybe he's played in some of those elements. Or I can understand you want to put two fielders back there. Because the ball can go all over the place. So rather than just have one normal punt returner like you see with your traditional punt return, now you put an extra guy back there. But the extra guy, which they had two guys back there, the extra guy being N'Keal Harry, that to me, I was like, wow.
Maybe he was just trying to throw off the Bills altogether. Maybe it was just like a weird, because they play again at the end of the month. I don't know.
But by throwing the
team. Seems like a weird way to do it.
Well, no, I agree. But
by throwing the team off, it puts you in a position where you can risk something. And,
right.
And last night it proved that because of the N'Keal Harry ball hitting him in the face mask, that led to the touchdown for the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they don't get a touchdown, what's the final score in this game? 14-10? Mm-hmm. It's probably maybe, what, 14-3?
I mean, if somebody has a real need for a great blocking wide receiver, he's your guy next season.
He's definitely your guy.
He is your guy. All right, we're going to take a break, but we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And Keep is next on Patriots Monday. That is actually a Tuesday. What is going on? Fitting end of this program. Was that your phone? What is that alarm going off of?
You know, I got this weird like update on my phone, and now every now and then the screen just goes black and it can't get it back on.
Oh, well, it's
stupid updates. The iPhone.
That may be some kind of government monitoring or something.
I believe it is. It updated, and now all of a sudden, every now and then it just goes black and I can't get it back. And now you hit a bunch of buttons. And now you're hearing some. Anyway,
I think your iPhone has CTE.
It might have COVID.
A different abbreviation. I think that's that's an alert that your THC level is back to zero.
I know. I gotta get it up.
All right. Before we go, I want to let you know that 99 restaurant gift cards are the perfect gift for everybody on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Call ahead for curbside pickup. The 99, always the real deal. All right, nice work, everybody.
Good job, guys.
We'll get out of here, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 6.
I'll be boosted.
What's that?
I'll be boosted.
You'll be
tomorrow
boosted.
At 6. Hopefully,
right.
I'm feeling okay.
Boosted. You have zero anxiety about interviews with Bill to think about tonight. Everything should be A-okay.
Yep. And it's going to snow tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, but not as bad as it was going to be, right?
No.
They were talking like it was going to be like a nor'easter or something, and now it's only going to be like an inch or two.
Oh,
so
good.
It doesn't seem bad. All right. Gresham Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.